Morning.
大家早安。
It's good to see you here this morning. Especially glad to see Zhang Jie here after her surgery. It's good to see her.
很高兴看见大家，特别是今天看见张杰手术完终于回来了。
We have been looking this month at the book of Ruth, and we come here to chapter 4.
我们这个月是看路德记，现在我们是看第四章。
If you have these notes here, I welcome you to take notes. If you do not have it, please take one. That way you can follow along and take notes here, please.
如果你有那个单张上面，你可以写你的笔记。
So we are looking at the theme for this year, Christ is the head of this house.
今年我们的主题是基督是我家之主。
And we come here to Ruth chapter 4, we see the story of Boaz and Ruth.
我们在路德记第四章里看见波阿斯和路德的故事。
In chapter 4 and verse 10, we see these words here, I have also acquired Ruth as my wife.
在第十节那里说又娶了路德做他的妻。
Let's look at the word in prayer as we begin.
让我们低头祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. If we open it this morning, we pray that your spirit would speak to our hearts.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，今天早晨愿你的灵打开我们的心。
I pray also that your spirit would fill your servant to speak forth the words that you would have spoken.
愿你的灵充满你的仆人，把你的话能够传递出来。
Help us to receive the words as it comes from you.
帮助我们乃是从你而领受。
Father, we pray for those who are sick, that your hand be upon them. We thank you that we have some who are sick, they're back with us today. We pray for others, Lord, that you be with them.
我们为身体有疾病的，为他们祷告，愿你伸手医治。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名，感谢祷告。
So first of all, I want you to think about this with me, the book of Ruth. Is after the book of Judges in the Bible because it takes place during the time of the Judges.
我们先一起来思想这个次序上面路德记是在四世纪的后面，因为从时间的关系上它是发生在四世的时代。
And as you think about this, the time of the Judges, it tells us the last verse in the book of Judges, chapter 21, verse 25. In those days, Israel had no king.Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
四世纪告诉我们说，那时候以色列人没有王，个人任己意而行。
That really describes the day which we live too.
我们这个时代也像是这样。
No king, no authority, not wanting to submit to authority.
没有王，没有权柄，没有顺服。
And doing what is right in their own eyes.
所以我们就个人行自己眼中看为正的事。
But it's interesting that the book of Ruth, if you look in the Hebrew Bible, it follows the book of Proverbs.
所以如果我们看希伯来文的圣经，这个次序很有趣，路德记是在箴言之后。
The same books are in both, the Old Testament. But in the Hebrew Bible, it comes after the book of Proverbs. And the book of Proverbs opens with warnings about an evil woman,But closes with a description of a godly woman, a virtuous woman.
我们看见说在希伯来在箴言的开始，他是讲到一个邪恶的妇人，然后后面讲到那个才德的妇人。
So you were reading the last chapter of the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, you would see these words, a wife of noble character, who can find?
在箴言最后一章31章里说到才德的妇人，谁能得着呢？
And then you turn the next page, you find the book of Ruth.
然后在希伯来圣经你再翻页就到了路德记。
So, chapter 3, it says this of Ruth. All the people of my town know that you are a woman of noble character.
路德记第三章说我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。
So, what we find in Proverbs is not just theory about wisdom, But we see the example in the Ruth of a virtuous woman.
我们不只是在箴言里面看见一个理论，我们在路德记里实实在在看见这样的一个妇人。
So the book of Ruth after Judges and the Hebrew Bible after Proverbs.
所以我们看见在希伯来文圣经的里面，这个路德记的顺序的不同。
But we also think about this. The book of Proverbs also warns us about the foolish man.
箴言也警告我们说那个愚蠢的人。
And many warnings in the book of Proverbs about the foolish man. But then it tells us, it describes for us the faithful man who abounds with blessing.
在箴言里面有许多关于这个愚蠢的人的警告，但是也有讲到这个忠信的人。
You know, the faithful man has his values right.In contrast with a man who is eager to get rich or to be foolish.
我们知道说一个忠信的人他有对的价值，这个和那个想发财的人是不一样的。
A faithful person or man who can find Proverbs 20 verse 6.
这个在箴言二十章里面说到那个忠信的人谁能遇着呢？
And then after the book of Proverbs, we come to Ruth, the faithful man, Boaz.
然后在路德记里你就看见那个忠信的人就是波阿斯。
So Boaz was a faithful man. Ruth was a virtuous woman. And these are examples to us.
Boaz 是一个忠信的人，路德是一个贤德的女子，他们是美好的榜样。
We saw that the book of Ruth opened with three funerals.
我们看见在路德记开始有三个葬礼。
We're glad to have Samuel and his parents here with us today. They recently attended a family funeral.
我们很高兴 Samuel 他们一家在这里最近他们参加了一个葬礼。
But this, the book of Ruth closes with a wedding.
但是在路德记的结局乃是一个婚礼。
There was weeping in the first chapter.
在第一章有哭泣。
But in the last chapter we look at today, there is rejoicing.
在结局乃是欢呼。
Reminded of Psalms 30 verse 5, weeping may stay for a night, but Rejoicing comes in the morning.
就像诗篇上告诉我们说，一宿虽有哭泣，早上便必欢呼。
So as we look here at chapter 4 of Ruth, I want you to see three persons. We see a bridegroom, a bride, and a baby.
在路德记第四章我们看见三个人，新郎、新娘和婴孩。
First of all, I want you to take a look with me at the bridegroom.
我们先来看新郎。
We read those verses 1 to 10.
我们读了第一节到第十节。
We see here the law of a kinsman redeemer is given in Leviticus chapter 25.
我们看见在利未记二十五章里，那里有关于亲属救世主的律法。
And then the law was given a levirate marriage is found in Deuteronomy chapter 25.
申命记二十五章里，那里讲到利未人婚姻的律法。
Now, the purpose of these laws was to preserve the name, to protect the property of families in Israel.
这些律法它的目的就是保护以色列的他们家族的延续和他们家庭的财产。
So we're introduced here to what is called a kinsman redeemer.
所以我们这里要讲到一个亲属救赎者。
We see in Leviticus chapter 25, these words, the land must not be sold permanently because the land is mine, God said, and you are but aliens and my tenants. And throughout the country that you hold as a possession, you must provide for the redemption of the land. If one of your countrymen becomes poor and sells some of the property, his nearest relative is to come and redeem what his countrymen has sold.
利未记二十五章那里说地不可有卖因为地是我的你们在我面前是客旅是寄居的在你们所得为业的全地也要准人将地赎回你的弟兄若渐渐穷乏卖了几分地业他吃尽的亲属就要来把弟兄所卖的赎回
So in this story, Boaz becomes the kinsman redeemer.
在这个故事里面波阿斯就是那位亲属救赎者。
We see, first of all, the meaning of redemption. What is redemption?
我们先来讲救赎的意义，救赎是什么意思？
The word redeem means to set free by paying a price.
赎回这个词，它的意思就是通过支付代价来得到自由。
So here in the case of Ruth and Naomi, Elimelech's property had either been sold or was under some kind of mortgage, and the rights of the land had passed to Ruth's husband.
所以我们知道从路德和拿阿米的事上来看这个以利米勒他的财产或者是被卖了或者是被抵押了。所以后来呢就转到路德的丈夫名下。
Elimelech died, and then Ruth's husband died.
但是路德的丈夫也死了。
So how would this property, how could this property be bought back?
那这块这个产业怎么才能赎回呢？
This also reminds us very important here about spiritual redemption.
这就让我们想到我们属灵上讲到的救赎。
All people, all of us, are under a bondage of sin, under the bondage of sin and the devil, Satan.
我们每一个人都在罪的捆绑之下，在撒旦的权下。
Jesus reminded, this past week in our Bible study, we looked at John chapter 8. He reminded the Jews that they are the father of the devil, and that we are under bondage to sin and to Satan.
主耶稣跟以色列人讲，在约翰福音告诉他们说，你们是在受罪的捆绑，是罪的奴仆。
We're not able to set ourselves free. We cannot do that. But Jesus Christ gave His life as a ransom for sinners.
我们自己不能够救赎自己，乃是我们的主舍命做了赎价。
So when Jesus died for our sins, He wants to set us free.
耶稣为我们的罪死了，叫我们能够得以自由。
And faith in Christ sets the captive free. John 8:36. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
是对基督的信心叫我们可以得以释放，所以约翰福音第八章说，所以天父的儿子叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So we are all slaves to sin. We are all slaves to doing that which we do not want to do. But Jesus Christ can forgive us of our sins and set us free.
我们都是罪的奴仆，我们所做的是我们所不愿意的，但是耶稣基督叫我们得以自由。
Next, we see the marks of a redeemer. What, how can a person be a redeemer?
接下来我们来看救赎的标记。
And here we see three marks of a redeemer. Not everyone or everybody could perform the duties of a kinsman redeemer.
我们来看三点啊，不是每一个人都可以履行这个亲属救赎者的职责。
First mark, he had to be a near kinsman, a near relative.
首先他必须是一个很近的亲属。
Now this was an obstacle to Boaz, who had to overcome this because there was another man in Bethlehem who was nearer relative to Ruth than he was.
对波阿斯来说有这一点的困难，因为在伯利恒有一个人在亲属的关系上比波阿斯更近。
Now, from this, we can also see how Jesus Christ has become related to us before He could redeem us.
在这一点上，我们也可以思想说，我们的主他要跟我们有所关联，这样他才能够救赎我们。
God became flesh. He became our relative by taking on flesh so that He could die for us on the cross.
道成了肉身，所以他能够为我们在十字架上而死。
So first of all, had to be a near kinsman. Secondly, he had to be able to pay the redemption price.
第一点是说他是要是我们一个近的亲属。第二点乃是他能够付上赎价。
Ruth and Naomi were very poor. They could not redeem themselves. But Boaz had all the resources necessary to set them free.
路德和拿阿米他们是很穷的，他们没有办法赎回任何东西，但是波阿斯有着一切的资源，他能够赎回他们。
Now we've all sinned against God. We cannot do anything, good works, good deeds, anything to redeem ourselves.
我们都犯罪得罪了神，我们不能靠着自己所做的任何事来赎回自己。
Only the shedding blood The shedding of the blood of Christ could accomplish our redemption.
唯有啊，基督的流血能够叫我们得赎。
First Peter reminds us this, that we're bought not with silver or gold, but with the blood of Christ. He died, He paid the price.
那彼得也是告诉我们说，我们不是靠着金银得赎的，乃是靠着耶稣基督为我们而死。
So it had to be a near kinsman. He had to be able to do, to redeem. And then the third thing, he had to be willing to redeem.
第三点乃是说他愿意。
Now, since the near kinsman was not willing to redeem Ruth, Boaz was free to redeem both the property and Ruth.
伯利恒那个至近的亲属，他不愿意赎，所以伯阿斯就来赎。
So we see here the marks of a redeemer. Only Boaz was willing, he was near kinsman, he was able, and he was willing to redeem Ruth.
所以我们看见这个亲属救赎者，他有三个标记。他必须是近的亲属，他必须能够。第三点，他必须愿意。
Only Jesus Christ can be our Redeemer spiritually. Only He is our near kinsman. God became flesh. He is able because of the power of His blood, and He is willing. He willingly gave of His life on the cross.
唯有耶稣基督能够做我们的救赎主，因为道成了肉身，所以他能够在十字架上。为我们而死，啊，他的流血能够付上这个代价，他也愿意舍自己的命。
But then there's the method of redemption. How is this accomplished? How can we be redeemed?
我们来看啊，救赎的方法。
Chapter 4, the key theme, the key word is this word redemption. The words redeem, buy, and purchase are used at least 15 times here.
我看见说第四章的主题啊，乃是这个救赎，看到那个字赎买这样的字出现了至少15次。
There can be no redemption without the paying of a price. A price has to be paid.
没有那个赎价就没有救赎。
Now, from our point of view, salvation is free. Acts chapter 2, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
从我们来看，救恩是白白的，因为使徒行传那里告诉我们说，凡求告主名的就必得救。
I cannot trust in good works, a religion, none of this, but only whosoever believes in Him shall be saved.
我们不能靠着我们的好行为或者宗教的行为来得着救赎。
But from God's point of view, redemption is costly.
但是从神来看。救赎乃是重价。
God sent His only Son to come to this earth to die for our sin. He gave of His life. He shed His blood. It was costly.
神差遣他的独生子到这个世上来，舍命流血，这乃是他付上的重价。
And so the man, Boaz met the man at the gate there, and the man was not willing.To redeem Ruth.
所以说伯阿斯遇到那个伯利恒那个至近的亲属，他不愿意。
He said to Boaz, "You redeem her. You can do it. You redeem her."
那人对伯阿斯说，我不能赎，你来赎吧。
And the custom was that day that they would signify that this transition was accepted. They would take off their shoe and hand it. He took off his shoe, hand it to Boaz. It is your right. You do it.
在当时的风俗里面，当这个手续完成的时候，他就把鞋脱下来，交给波阿斯，这表示说他们达成这个一致。
So like Boaz, Jesus did what He did because of His love for His bride.
从波阿斯来说，波阿斯爱他的新娘。
Then he in Ruth chapter 4 verses 1 to 2, five times you find people sitting down.They sat down, they sat down.
所以有五次你看见第四章里面说他们坐下，他们坐下。
After they completed the transaction, they sat down.
当所有的手续都完成了，他们就坐下。
When Christ finished purchasing His bride, He sat down in heaven.
当基督已经救赎了他的新娘，他在天上坐下。
So, When Christ died on the cross, He yelled out the words, the seven words on the cross, He yelled out, "It is finished."
但我们记得主在十字架上的七言，最后他说，成了。
He had completed the work of redemption. It is finished.
他已经完成了救赎的工作，成了。
After He died, He was buried. The third day, He arose from the tomb.
他死了，埋葬了，第三天复活。
He ascended up into heaven. He sat down at the right hand of the Father. It is finished.
他升天，坐在父的右边，这都完成了。
There's nothing more we can add to that redemption that Christ has already finished.
我们在救赎上面不能够加上自己的一丝一毫，都是我们的主完成的。
So as you think about this, I want you to think about the application here.
当我们思想这些的时候，我们可以来看一些的应用。
There are, of course, many applications you can draw. Your own application, you can write it down. But let me suggest to you this application.
有很多的应用，你在讲这个笔记上也可以写你自己觉得的应用。
Christ is able and willing to redeem our lives, our marriages, our families.
第一个就是基督他能够并且愿意赎回我们的生活、婚姻和家庭。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Do you call upon Him to redeem you, to redeem your life?
你求告他的名吗？求告他赎回你吗？
Remember this also, that no one is too far from God, that His arm will not go everywhere to redeem anyone, anywhere to redeem anyone from anything.
我们没有一个人离他太远，离神太远，好像神的膀臂够不着我们，从任何地方，任何人，任何事物，神都可以把我们赎回。
I'm reminded of the story of the prodigal in Luke chapter 15. He took of his inheritance and he wasted it. He spent it all.
我们记得那个路加福音那个浪子的比喻，那个浪子他浪费了家里一切的资财。
And after he had wasted it all, he remembered in his father's house there was something that he could eat. He was hungry.He returned, he went back, and his father met him with open arms. He redeemed his son. Welcome home, my son.
当那个浪子醒悟过来说，在他的父的家中有那许多的丰富他就回到父家，那个父亲就拥抱他，把他迎接他回来。
Boaz redeemed Ruth. He took her as his wife.
赎回了路德。
You know, this is a good, we need to remember this, redeeming our lives, redeeming our marriages, redeeming our families.
我们的生活，我们的婚姻，我们的家庭都需要救赎。
Then number two, we see then the bride.
第二点我们来看新娘。
The bride here, there must be witnesses to the marriage.
我们的婚姻需要有见证。
So at the city gate there, there were the 10 people that were witnesses, and God and His people are witnesses to a marriage.
所以我们在看见城门口有这个新郎和新娘都要得到神和他子民的祝福。
Every bridegroom, every bride want the blessing of God and God's people on their marriage.
这个新郎新娘他们要得到神和子民的祝福。
And so we see the witnesses here, the elders and all the people at the gate.We are witnesses.
第四章那里说，在城门口坐着的众民和众长老都说，我们做见证。
Every time you go to a wedding, you're a witness. What God has brought these two people together.
我们每一次参加婚礼，我们都是见证，见证神把两个人结合在一起。
And then there are the blessings. The people prayed that Ruth would be fruitful and bearing children.For in Israel, children were considered a blessing, not a burden.
所以说我们看见人们在那里祝福路德能够多多生养，因为在以色列儿童是看作是一个祝福而不是一个残累。
Psalm 127 reminds us of this. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them.
在诗篇127篇那里说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐，肩带充满的人便为有福。
You see that baby that God has given to you, that is God's blessing.
我们看见神给我们的孩子，那是神的祝福。
Remember that, because when they're 2 and 3 years old and they're acting like toddlers, remember, that is God's blessing to me.
我们不要忘记这个啊，等到他们两三岁，这个麻烦来了，我们还是要记得说，他们乃是神的祝福。
And then when they're teenagers, oh yes, they are God's, still God's blessing to you.
当他们进入了青少年期的时候，你们还是要记得说，他们乃是神的祝福。
Now, we need to take note of this, though. In America, each year, 1.5 million babies are legally destroyed in the womb. And the pieces of their bodies are removed as if they were cancerous tumors. And hospitals, doctors, and nurses work day and night to keep little babies alive. But then we have other clinics where doctors and nurses murder babies.
所以我们要记得说，在美国每年有150万的婴孩在他们的母腹中啊，在子宫当中就被这么毁灭了，而且是根据美国的法律是合法的。
What is God going to say about this? You know, the Jews abhorred both abortion and exposing of children to die. Practices were common in other nations at that time, but they were opposed because God is opposed to it.
我们就要说，我们来思想神对这一切神会怎么说。以色列人他们是憎恶罪胎，还有让孩子就这样的死亡，在其他的国家也许有些是习以为常的。
Abortion is probably the greatest human rights crisis of our generation.
可能这个罪胎可能是我们这个时代最大的人道的危机。
Millions through these years, millions of these babies have been killed.
一年之内就会有上百万。
And so we redeem that. The story I wanted to share with you, there's a friend of ours by the name of Danielle. And Danielle, she had a mother who loved her.
我们来分享这件事情，就是有一个人叫做 Daniel, 他的妈妈爱他。
She,for some reason, could not raise this child, and so put her into an orphanage.
她无力抚养她的孩子，就把她送到孤儿院。
And so her, a couple from America went to China to adopt her as their only child.
一对美国夫妇从美国去那里就收养了这个孩子，也是他们唯一的孩子。
That could be called a love journey.They go there to adopt a child like this.
去那样的收养一个婴孩，这可以说是一个爱的旅程。
And Mother's Day, we're going to have some testimonies of others sharing. And if you'd like to give a testimony, please let me know. But we also have a mother sharing her testimony.
母亲节快到了，如果你们有见证，欢迎你们分享。但是有一个妈妈会分享。
Danielle this year is a senior in high school.
Danielle 她是高中。
She is very thankful, and she's getting ready to graduate from going, before she goes to college this summer, she's going back to China to see if she can find her mother, to thank her mother.
这个 Daniel 他高中马上就要毕业读大学了，但是这个暑假他要回中国去看能不能找到他妈妈。
She made this flyer, has passed around China, the hometown where she was born,And she's waiting to hear news as she goes there to visit, to go find her mother.
她就做了这个单张，准备到回到家乡的镇上去看能不能找到她的妈妈。
I think it's the area of Jiangsu. If any of you would put this on the bulletin back there, you can pass the word on.
那应该是在江苏省这张纸我会放在外面，如果你愿意，你可以去看，也可以传递给别人。
The blessing of the family of Israel, Jacob.
以色列家的祝福。
May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home. May the Lord make Ruth like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the family of Israel.
四章十一节，愿耶和华使进你家的这女子，像建立以色列家的拉结、利亚二人一样。
The blessing of sons that Rachel and Leah bore 8 sons to Jacob, and so they're asking for God's blessing to be upon Ruth, and not only to give her children, but to also give her sons.
这个祝福是说赐他儿子，因为拉结和利亚他们给雅各生了八个儿子。
And then there's the blessing of Bethlehem, where they lived. May you have standing in Ephrah and be famous in Bethlehem.
然后我们看见伯利恒的祝福，又愿你在以法他得亨通，在伯利恒得名声。
Ephrah means fruitful.
以法他的意思就是富有成就的。
And reminded here, Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, a very important prophecy.
伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中微小。
So you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come this small town for me, one who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. From you will come the Messiah.
将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
And then the blessings of Judah.Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah.
接下来我们看到犹大的祝福，愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔，使你的家像他玛从犹太人所生法勒斯的家一般。
When you turn to Matthew chapter 1, you see these two women mentioned in the family of the Messiah, the genealogy of the Messiah.Tamar and Ruth are mentioned in the Messiah's genealogy.
我们回到马太福音第一章，耶稣基督的家谱，我们那里看见说，他玛和路德在耶稣的家谱中被提到。
We see the blessings upon their marriage, the blessings upon their home.
我们看见他们婚姻的祝福，他们家的祝福。
And so, our application, life application number two,Christ wants to bless our marriages. He wants to bless our homes.
我们看见，就看见我们第二个应用，基督要祝，愿意祝福我们的婚姻和家庭。
When you read through the Bible, you read through the Psalms and the Proverbs, you can turn those words into a prayer.
我们读圣经，我们读诗篇，读箴言，这些话可以成为我们的祷告。
Bless our home, like Proverbs here 24 and verse 3 and 4 says,By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
箴言二十四章那里说，房屋因智慧建造，又因聪明立稳，其中因知识充满各样美好宝贵的财物。
As we obey God's word, we pray for God's blessing to be upon our homes and marriages.
当我们遵从神的话，我们就可以祈求神祝福我们的婚姻和我们的家庭。
Now, number three, we see then the baby.
第三点，我们就看见那个婴孩。
God had been gracious to Ruth back in Moab by giving her the faith to trust Him and be saved.
当路德还在摩押的时候，神就已经恩待路德，给他信心，让他可以得救。
His grace continued when she moved to Bethlehem with Naomi.For God guided her to the field of Boaz, where Boaz fell in love with her.
当他来到伯利恒的时候，神的恩典仍然继续，因为神引导路德来到波阿斯的田中，而且波阿斯爱上了路德。
And then God's grace continued at the town's gate, the city gate, where the nearer kinsman rejected Ruth, and Boaz purchased her.
在城门口的时候，神的恩典仍然在延续当那个至近的亲属拒绝了路德的时候，波阿斯愿意来赎回他。
And after the marriage, God poured out His grace on Ruth and Boaz by giving them a son, whom they named Obed.
当波阿斯娶了路德之后，神把他的祝福倾倒下来，祝福赐给他们孩子。
And so Obed means servant.
赐给他们的这个儿子名字叫俄贝德，那个意思就是仆人。
Ruth was a servant. Boaz was a servant, willing to serve God. And God blessed him with another servant.
路德、波阿斯他们都是仆人，都是神的仆人。神给他们的祝福，他们的儿子、也是仆人。
So we see the blessing to Boaz and Ruth. So Boaz took Ruth and became his wife and made love to her, and God enabled her to conceive and give birth to a son.
四章十三节那里说，于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房。耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。
And so we see the blessing not only upon them, but we also see the blessing upon Naomi.
我们不仅看见对波阿斯和路德的祝福，这个祝福也临到拿俄米。
The women said to Naomi as she heard the news of the child that was born, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer."
那些妇人对拿俄米说，耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无知见的亲属。
May he become famous throughout Israel, and he will renew your life, and he will sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth.
愿这孩子在以色列中得名声，他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为这是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的。有这儿妇比有七个儿子还好。
Naomi took this child and raised this child, her grandson, and Obed was also a restorer of life to Naomi.
Naomi 他就接纳了这个孩子，也来养育这个孩子。那个俄贝德对于 Naomi 来说是一个生命恢复者。
We saw Naomi in chapter 1. She became very bitter. I was full, and I came back empty. And she blamed God for it. She was very bitter.
在第一章里我们看见拿俄米的苦读，他说我满满的出去，但是空空的回来。
We come back to chapter 4 here. And now we see her once again that God has filled her with blessing. And she is praising God.
第四章里面我们看见说拿俄米满了祝福，他在那里赞美神。
Every grandparent can bear witness that grandchildren are better than the fountain of life.
我们每个祖父祖母他们都可以见证说他们的孙儿孙女好像比那个青春之泉都要好。
You know what happens? You get young again when the grandchildren come to visit.
对，你会感觉到当他们孙儿孙女来的时候，就会觉得更年轻。
It's so wonderful being a grandparent. My wife and I, we enjoy being grandparents. We enjoy our grandchildren even more than our children.
我们做祖父祖母这个感觉非常的美好有的时候我们觉得说我们享受他们比享受我们自己的儿女更多。
You welcome the grandchildren to come, but you also send them home afterwards.
你欢迎他们来，但是你也送他们走。
But there is blessing for all here.
这里也有众人的祝福。
We see that Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of David.
我们看见说耶西是大卫的父。
David wanted to build a house for the Lord, remember? He wanted to build a temple, he wanted to build a house for the Lord.
大卫要为神建造殿宇。
And God told him that he would build instead a house, a family for David.
但是神告诉大卫他要为大卫建立家室。
God not only chose Israel, but he chose the tribe of Judah and the family of David.
神不仅拣选了以色列，他拣选了犹大，然后他拣选了大卫。
And so our Redeemer is the son of David.
我们的救赎主乃是大卫的子孙。
And let me think of this here. The next time you look at a baby, you look at that little child, you wonder, what will that child become?
下次如果你再看到一个小婴孩，你会想说他将来会长成什么样。
Remember this, that the little one might be one for whom God has planned a great future.
那个小小的孩子，神可能已经为他计划了他将来一个美好的未来。
Sunday school teachers, you have that child in your Sunday school class. Think about what God has in store for that child, that baby, that young person, or that youth.
我们主日学的老师，我们可以想说，我们那些小婴孩或者年轻人， 神给他们的计划要他们长成怎样。
Things have a way of working out. Never, never, never estimate, underestimate the power of prayer, of faith, of love, and above all, never underestimate the power of God to see you through.
一切的事情都能够解决，但我们不要低估说祷告、信仰还有爱的能力，永远不要低估我们神的能力。
And that leads us to our third application, our life application. Also, never underestimate the power of God's grace.
让我们永远不要低估神恩典的能力。
You may come to the point you're broken, like Naomi was broken. What can I do? Where do I go? And God wants to redeem our lives. He wants to set us free.
我们也许会被破碎，就像拿俄米一样。我能干什么？我能到哪里去？但是我们的神要救赎我们。
The book of Ruth beautifully illustrates God's work of redemption.
我们知道说，路德记是一个美丽的故事，讲述神的救赎。
It opens with Ruth that she is an outsider, a stranger, a foreigner. But it ends with Ruth as a member of the community. She's married to Boaz, her kinsman redeemer.
我看见这个故事开始，路德他是个外人，是个陌生人，是一个外国人。但最后他成为社区的一员，他嫁给了他的亲属，他的救赎主波阿斯。
He paid the price for her to be redeemed.But the book also illustrates that the believer's deepening relationship with the Lord.
他付上了赎价来赎回他。路德记他也说明了信徒和主之间的关系会一天天加深。
In chapter 1 of Ruth, Ruth doesn't even know that Boaz exists. Who's Boaz? I don't even know who Boaz is. Who is he?
在第一章里面路德甚至不知道有波阿斯这个人。
In chapter 2,We see that Ruth was a poor laborer working in the field of Boaz and receiving his gifts. To her, Boaz was only a man of wealth who shares his kindness to her.
在第二章里面我们看见说路德他是一个贫穷的劳工他就在波阿斯的田中捡这个麦穗对他来说波阿斯只是一个有善心的富人。
But the turning point is chapter 3.
转折点就在第三章。
When Ruth yields herself at the feet of Boaz, the Lord of the harvest, the master of the harvest, and she believes his promises.
在第三章这个转折点路德就伏在波阿斯的脚下来相信这位波阿斯的应许相信那位庄稼的主。
And then we come to the result of that in chapter 4. Ruth is no longer the poor gleaner. She now...She has Boaz, and everything he owns belongs to her. She has that relationship with Boaz.
最后的结局就在第四章，这个路德他不再是一个可怜的拾荒的人，因为在他就已经有了波阿斯，他有了波阿斯所有的一切。
Where are you in your story? Which chapter are you living in?
在我们自己的故事里，你在哪一章？
So we see here thatToo many of God's people are content to live in chapter 1, making mistakes, not really knowing the Lord, not really knowing God, the Master.
所以我们就看见我们有很多人就好像活在第一章里面好像犯了一些的过错我们不认识神。
And then there are those who are living in chapter 2. They're picking up the leftovers, doing the best they can in their difficult situation. They want God's gifts, but they don't want a deeper communion with God.
所以也许我们在像第二章那样我们凭自己的双手努力好像要在田里捡到一些东西但是我们并不想和那人发生关系并不想和神发生关系。
What a difference it makes if we only surrender our lives to Him, to our Redeemer. She called upon Him, Boaz, will you be my Redeemer? Chapter 3 is a turning point.
第三章是那个转折若是我们真正的降服像路德一样伏在波阿斯的脚下说请做我的救赎主。
Reminds us that God is at work, and if you ask God what field He wants you to work in and faithfully serve Him, you will experience God's grace, God's love, God's joy.
如果我们真的向神降服，那看他要带领我们去哪一块的田中，我们就能够得到他的爱，他的祝福。
Where are you living? Where am I living? Chapter 1? Chapter 2? Or chapter 3, giving my life? Calling upon my Redeemer?
And
letting him redeem me.
住在哪一章？像第一章、第二章，还是像第三章？我们呼叫他的名，让他来做我们的亲属、救赎者。
And then at the end of the story, we can sing these words. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child. And forever, I am.
最后我们好可以在这里歌唱，神救赎大恩，我爱颂扬，借羔羊血成全救恩，因神怜悯我以蒙救赎，我永远是他子民。
Let's bow in prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for this story of Ruth and how her life was turned around.
主，我们为着路德的故事，为着她生命的转变，我们献上感谢。
We see that the mistakes that were made, the bondage of sin, but Father, we see that she now seeking after freedom. She finds a Redeemer.
虽然我们受到捆绑，但是她寻得了一位救赎主。
She puts herself at the feet of that Redeemer and calls upon Him, Will you redeem me?
她伏在救赎主的脚下，祈求那个救赎。
Lord, we thank you that you were willing to redeem her, that Boaz was willing to redeem her, and Father, to buy back and to set her free.
所以我们感谢你，因为就像波阿斯愿意赎回一样，你愿意来赎回我们。
Father, we ask, redeem our lives, redeem our marriages, redeem our families.
所以我们祈求赎回我们的生活、婚姻和家庭。
We thank you for your grace, for your love, that you're willing to do that, to redeem us.
所以我们感谢你的爱和恩典，你愿意赎回我们来归回你。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。